back, please.
So thanks for everyone. Our present here. Thanks to the Prabhupada. So today is Snana Yatra. So the word Snana suggests that it's bathing. So what is so special about bathing? We bathe, nobody bothers. We just try to clean ourselves up. That's all. Clean, what is it? Clean some dirt or whatever stuff from the body, that is all. And use some soap and all this kind of stuff. But the Lord has nothing to clean. He's already purest of the pure. So what was that we did? We bought some juice and put, he doesn't do it with just water. Because this is pleasure. No, he derives pleasure out of when the devotees are bathing him with various items. He feels pleasure. So that is what we saw. And when Jagannath bathed, it's special. Just witnessing it itself is already one of the greatest devotional service you can ever do. Because that is the thing that really gives our eyes some form of real satisfaction. So therefore, this is what we have done and witnessed, and you can be rest assured we have done a great seva for yourself. And of course, the pleasure for the Lord also. Okay? So before we start this session, let us just go to these prayers to Lord Jagannath. This is from Skanda Purana. So how it's going to be is that it will not be in a song form, but I will say it and you repeat it, line by line. Okay? So I will say it and you just repeat it. Shall we start? Already everybody got a few, if not, can share. Jagannath Pranam. Deva Deva Jagannatha.
Deva Deva Jagannatha.
Jagannathi Vinashana.
Jaya Devi Bhakti Datri,
Prasida Parameshwari.
श्री
सीता परमेश्वरी
जया देवी सुभद्रेश्वं
जय देवी सुभद्रेश्वं
सर्वेशं भद्रदायिनी
सर्वेशं भद्रदायिनी
सुदर्शन प्रणाम सुदर्शन महाज्वाला
सुदर्शन महाज्वाला
होरि सूर्या नमः स्वप्रभा
होरि सूर्या नमः प्रभा
अज्ञान निमिरंदानम
नमस्ते नित्य विलासा
वैष्णवास्त्रनिकेतना अवार्यवीर्यं यद्रूपं विष्णु तं प्रणमाम्यहम् जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा की
जय
श्री सुदर्शन की
जय
भगवान की
जय
So, we are now in this Snana Yatra. And Snana Yatra is also the birthday of Jagannath. This is according to Skanda Purana. It's also the, because it is the Jyeshtha Purnima. Jyeshtha Purnima is the birthday of, it's also the, is where Jagannath's birthday falls. And it happened that this Jyeshtha Purnima is now. When Snana Yatra falls in, Jyeshtha Purnima will be also, it will be also Jyeshtha Purnima. So, therefore, what happens is, just now he took bath and all, so normally in Puri, when he takes bath, because he uses hundreds of pots, not these small pots, big, big pots, very big pots. And it is said that, you know, then the paints all start fading off. This is the normal thing because they do not use oil paint. They use a different kind of paint which usually when we put too much water, the color will come out. And therefore, when the color starts fading out, the Lord will then start the, you know, the next part is, you know, he goes into the altar and then you don't see him anymore. So in Puri and all, you will see that the Lord will not be there if you go tomorrow. If you go there tomorrow, the Lord will not be there in the altar. He will be inside. He will go for special decoration. Okay? So there, what happens is actually, the Lord is actually covered by this small, small white cloth. Cotton. Very special kind of this cotton kite cloth, small thin. So they will actually paste it onto the deity and then they do the colouring on top of that. So next year, Snana Yatra, again the thing is taken out. Now once the thing fades, they take out these pieces of cloth and then they will put the new cloth again. So then he will give darshan on the eve of Rata Yatra. So actual, according to calendar wise, the Rata Yatra falls on the 16th of July. So which means in Puri, 15th of July, the Lord will be again giving darshan. With ever fresh, with nice colouring and everything around. So during this period, and then what we have to see is that, if you have noticed it, God Jagannath does not look like Krishna, but we say he is Krishna. You see, he looks a different kind of a form with brown eyes and bulging and all this, something different. So why did Krishna assume such a form? What made Krishna assume this form? So this form is actually Mahabhav Prakash form, that is ascetic. This is the ascetic manifestation of Krishna, Balaram and Subhadra. This is the ascetic thing which we don't see in normal. And this is because Krishna is feeling the pangs of separation from the gopis and Radharani. And therefore he got this form. This is how he took the form. So what happened is, one day in Dwaraka, So this his wife, Dwaraka, he had 16,108 wives. So the wife has been noticing why Krishna all the time when he's sleeping, he seems to be, you know, telling, you know, he's just calling out, Radhe, 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 Gopis, all this. But he doesn't say anything about his wife. He doesn't call out the wife's name. He doesn't call Rukmini or Satyabhama, anybody, no. Only Radhe. So, and the Gopis. So, one day his wife asked Rukmini, because Rukmini is the head among the wives, you know. So was asking Rukmini what happened, why is he, you know, always, you know, who is this Radhe, you know, who is this Radha? So therefore he narrated, so she narrated it, narrated the wonderful pastimes which he had with Radha and Krishna, and who is this Radha and so therefore, but before he started narrating, he said, all right, somebody must watch out on the door, the main door, to make sure that Krishna, Balaram or Subhadra, none of these people can deserve to be allowed inside. Because if they hear, they cannot take it. They will go in ecstasy. So therefore, Subhadra said, all right, I will look out. I will look out to make sure that these two people don't come in. So Subhadra went to the main door, she waited. And here, Rukmini started narrating the wonderful pastimes of Radha and the gopis in Vrindavan. How the pastime took place and the kind of dedication they have and the rasa dance and all that. Well, it was going on and they, what happened was, Subhadra was hearing from there, she went all out completely ecstasy. Because when she heard it, she cannot take it. Because it was so sweet. The pastime was Vrindavan pastime of the Lord is so sweet. So when the nectar starts flowing, this Subhadra went off first. She became very, very ecstatic and she was already now showing bulging eyes. Then slowly, Krishna came in, Balaram came in. They were standing by the side of beside Subhadra, and they too went out. They too, when they heard, was running in ecstasy. He could not take it. It was such a great, great, great. You know, because you hear, when Krishna hears Radha's name, he goes in ecstasy. Because that is the kind of love they have. The devotion they have for Krishna is so great. So that form, the moment this was manifesting, when this form was manifested, when Rukmini saw, oh, what happened to my Subhadra? All the three are there in ecstasy now. By right, Subhadra is supposed to look out. Now she is also in ecstasy. So finally she stopped it. Straight away she stopped it, stopped narrating, and he said, no, this is enough. No. But meanwhile, Narada Muni was just coming in and he saw. He saw from far this particular manifested form of Krishna, where the hands have already gone in. Because, you know, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was this later, his Antya Leela, you can see when he goes on ecstasy, all his hands and legs all will go in, and like a tortoise, you know, he will go in. Because that much of ecstasy. So the same type of form, when Narada Muni saw this form, he said, he came near and he told. And immediately as Narada Muni was near him, Krishna and Balaram and Subhadra immediately changed back to their normal form. So Krishna greeted, oh, how are you, Narada Muni, what made you come here? So Narada Muni said, my dear Lord, I saw you. I saw that wonderful form of yours. Then he said, no, I'm okay. I'm so normal. Say, no, 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 I saw you. That wonderful, wonderful form of that ascetic form. So, So he said, all right, if that is so, do you want me to show me and show you once more? He said, no, not that. I want this form to be manifested in this world, so that everybody can see. And so the Lord granted, and he said, all right, I will come down to Jagannath in this form. So that's how he actually manifested in that form and in Jagannath Puri. In Jagannath Puri's Dham, if you see, this is the, and the size of the deity is huge. And it's, the Lord, the beauty of this is that Jagannath, Baladev Subhadra, is the deity which comes in wood. Normally we see most of the deities come in either in metal or this made in marble, stone, different, but not wood. So that this is special. So especially made, and it's not an ordinary wood either. Alright? These are specially chosen trees. Okay? So I don't want to go into the details of that because quite a number of things to cover. So the thing is, this particular Jagannath Puri, you may wonder where this Jagannath Puri is. Some of you who have been fortunate, very nice. But for the benefit of those who have never known to Jagannath Puri, this temple is in Orissa, okay, and it's at the seaside, and it's in the wonderful blue mountain known as Neelachal. Okay, it's a huge temple and a very old temple, very huge, and it is also considered Tirtharaj, which means he is the king of all places of pilgrimage. It is said that once you visit Jagannath Puri Dham and to the temple, it is considered as you have visited all the Tirtha places in the world. You get all the benefits as three you have visited. And it is one of the very, very opulent temple. Very opulent. You know, the amount of gold that Jagannath has, no one knows. Nobody knows. It's all underground. It's a huge temple, and underground they have passages, you know, going up and down. But nowadays, of course, nobody is allowed to go down and all these things. And nobody can go down also, because they are all guarded by cobras. So if we think, you know, even the government tries, thinking that, you know, oh, they have tons of gold, why not? You know, why are we suffering like this? Why don't we take and use it? It did not work. Because they can't even go. They can't even go the first entrance. There itself they are attacked and they cannot go in. Because it's closely guarded. So Jagannath is one of the richest. The richest. Of course, it's Krishna. And so, the other thing is also that, you know, it's also where Lakshmiji stays. You see, no Radha there. You don't find Radha there. No Radha. Because he is hankering for Radha. He is in separation now. So therefore, you don't find Radha there. So there you find Lakshmi. Lakshmi is actually the one doing all the seva, cooking. All the cooking is done by Lakshmiji there. So that's one thing. And the other thing is, he is one of the real Bhakta Valsala. He really looks after his devotees. He's very, very merciful to his devotees. If you notice some of the worship there, you will find that, you know, very, you will say why the standard is different. The standard is not so high. But Jagannath controls the whole thing. The whole, actually it is said the whole of Orissa is controlled by Jagannath. It's Jagannath's land. Anything, even right from the king, long ago, all the kings coming down in line, they are simply the servant of Jagannath. Anything they need to do, anything they have to do, even the pujaris, how to run the temple, how the worship should be done, all Jagannath directly instructs them. Anything, you see something going wrong, about to go wrong about this, immediately the head pujari will get the dream from Jagannath. Jagannath will immediately appear in his dream and tell him, this is. So please get. So this is how Jagannath takes care. And then, the thing is, 54 offerings are done a day. How many times do we eat? One day. And this offering is not, say, it's a small offering, a big offering. No, it's all like lunch like that, big bhoga offering. 54 times one day. And all these are just distributed out. And everyone who gets, and that is the one temple you can, the rest assured when you go down there, you sure get maha. Maha. No such thing as, you know, it's normally in other temples, the maha is already taken over by the pujari, no? Huh? Who have connection with pujari, they'll get it. Otherwise, it just goes. Okay, it goes among them only. It won't come out. But in this case, no. This is special instruction by this Jagannath. Because of a boon which he gave to Mother Parvati. So therefore his prasad, the moment the 54 offerings will go by time, you know. It's not one shot or 54. Okay? And the kitchen is the biggest in the world. It's the biggest kitchen in the world. Because one day you're going to prepare 54 offerings in big, big pot. And once the pot is used, it will not be used again. This current. It's all a clay pot. You cannot cook in stainless steel or any other pot. Clay pot. Only clay pot. So, this offering, after offering to Jagannath, it is taken to Mother Parvati. She has a small temple just behind the next side of the temple where it is offered to her. After offering to Jagannath, so it goes there, then it goes out for full distribution to everyone that comes to the temple. Everyone. You can just go off the shop and buy it. And it's one of the most tastiest prasadam you can ever taste. You know, normally when you look at it, when you see it, it looks like so much. And you may think, no, this is impossible for me. But when you start eating, you don't know where it is going. It keeps on going. But your stomach, it feels okay. And you just want more and more. Like that. It is a special kind. It's a special cooking also. It's special cooking. These are all specially by descendants, you know, coming, they choose. If the mood is not right, and if the chief pujari feels that it has not been offered properly, or because it has not been accepted by the Lord, immediately he gets the sense. And he will reject that, say no, cannot be distributed. It has not been accepted. Why? Then he will go back and say, who is the pujari in charge of cooking that and the tea? And you say no. That's because somewhere something in your mood is something else. Somewhere you are not in correct mood. You are not in Krishna consciousness at the time. So like that. Wonderfully, 54 offerings are done. And it is said that this prasad, even if it is touched by the dogs, it's not contaminated. You know, down there are a lot of dogs and all. And you will find that these dogs, they will not eat anything other than Jagannath prasad. You know, the moment you want to see, they will, you know, you buy, you say, okay, you want all these things. Then they will bring in pots and then they put it in your big banana leaf. After you take, there are queues of people waiting for you to just walk up. So you eat and then you say, okay, it's full and it's enough or something like that. And you have a little here and there also. Little bit here and there is enough. The moment you walk out, because you cannot take that and throw it away, you know, because it's still there. And they won't allow you to throw. They'll say, no, 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 keep it there. The moment you walk out, they will straight away take the place. They will sit down and they will start eating. All of them. Because they know what it is to eat the prasad mahasat from a devotee. So then, this is thrown away. What happens? Immediately the dog will go. Dog will go and lick it up and finish the whole whatever he can think of on the leaf. Then the cow will come. He will finish the leaf also. What else? Nothing. Not a single morsel is left for anybody. This is Jagannath. Okay? So, and it is said that in Jagannath Puri, even an ant, a donkey, even a donkey goes in, he is in 400 form. Everybody who is living there and all, it said, they are 400 form. It's the last word. They are going back to Vaikuntha. That's confirmed. Okay? So this is the special this thing about the dam. And besides, the Lord also displays various leelas. And Vrindavan leela, Madhura leela, Dwaraka leela, all these are performed there according to the desire of the devotee. And it is also one of the very rare. Krishna will normally will manifest in whatever the deity they are, you know, in the temple. But in this case, no. Whichever deity you are thinking, you are desiring, and you go there and pray and you see, the Lord will manifest in that particular deity form. Like for example, if you are in there and you are thinking about Vrindavan, Radha Shamsunda, you will see the Lord as Radha Shamsunda. He will manifest in Radha Shamsunda. So like that, you know, some even Ram devotees, some of the Lord Ram's devotees, they come down there and they see Ram. He will manifest himself in Ram's form. You see, he just, whatever, is our devotion and dedication. So, all these are done and in the Skanda Purana, Vyasadeva is saying, if one visits Puri, he will get the same result as visiting all the Tirthas. As I was telling you, he is considered as you have visited all the Tirthas. And then, this dham is so special because, and this dham, as usual, like Vrindavan and all, is protected by Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is the protector. Okay, he looks after the dham to make sure that anyone who is not a kind of, you know, this special, you know, coming for this award, he will protect. And he is in Bhuvaneshwar, Lingaraj. Lingaraj. If you go to Lingaraj temple in Bhuvaneshwar, he is there. This is, actually, Bhuvaneshwar is a gateway to Puri Dham. And he is looking after. And then, let's see some of the nice pastimes of the Lord with his devotees. Okay? So the beauty of the whole thing is that we are, you know, the Lord Jagannath is so merciful that he virtually relates with his devotees so intimately. So intimately and very easily. Very easily. And there are many, many pastimes. And of course, we will not have the time to do so many pastimes. We won't be able to narrate it. But let us see some of it. So at least we know what the wonderful glories of Jagannath. So there was one, this Bandhu Mohandi, a person's name, he was living in the city of Jajpur in Orissa. Not Jaipur, Jajpur in Orissa. He had two daughters and one son. And his wife is equally dedicated. It's a very dedicated woman. And the problem is they were very, very poor. Okay? And they live simply by begging alms. So this is how their life has been going on. But somehow or other, and Bandhu Mohandi was a great devotee, that's the beauty of it. And he prays to Lord Hari, Lord Jagannath, Lord Jagannath, Lord Jagannath. That's it. I don't know anybody but Lord Jagannath. So he usually spent his time as per normal, chanting the holy name and the glories of the Lord. Like that he has been spending wonderful time. And he has been, and he likes serving brahmanas. This is a great quality, you know, serving brahmanas is something wonderful. So he has been doing that. And then he was always, you know, enjoying his life by just doing this simple menial system, begging, getting some money, and then he will do that. That is all. And then what happened is, a drought came to that whole area. So this drought also brought about more poverty. Because to those people whom he went to beg, they also cannot afford to give anymore. Because the drought has taken away so much of things. And so he didn't know what to do. So they have not been getting food for some time. And so the wife started complaining. Marjala, why are you, you know, we can't get any food. The children are all starving. Everybody is starving. So, you know, I mean, it is ridiculous. Don't you have some relatives or friends or somebody whom we can actually turn to where, you know, we can help? So, this Bandhu, he said, my dear wife, I really don't have any devotee, any relatives who can actually help. But I have one friend whom I know will definitely help and who can help. But the problem is this friend is living very far away. So it's not easy for us to get there itself is also So when the wife heard this, she said, oh, is that so? As long as you have a friend and you think you can, then why are we staying here? Why don't we go? She said, no, it's a long way. And he said, alright, never mind, let's go. Then Bandhu said, alright, we'll go. And so he went. So the wife carried one other child, he carried another child, and then another child had to slowly walk and then take turn. Like that they have been going, it took 4 days for them to come to Jagannath Puri. 4 days. And then they came and they were at the lion gate. You know the gate towards entering, the entrance of Jagannath temple, it's a lion gate, there's a lion there, you know, two lions. It's not a real lion, of course, it's a statue. So this lion gate, they call it the lion gate, the entrance. So this entrance, they came. But then there were thousands of people. There were thousands of people crowded and, you know, to go in and you see these pujaris, you know, the pandas are all, oh yo, they are holding the big stick and waiting. Because they will not allow anyone who is not bona fide or foreigner, all this won't be allowed. So if we are going, try not to go there and speak English and all these other things. Because when you speak English and then know you are like this, you are foreigner, they throw you off. He won't allow you to go in. So, and of course if you are non-Indian, then very easily they know you are foreigner. So definitely he won't allow you. So what happened is, when those who cannot go in and not allowed to go in, what he does is, normally these devotees can take darshan of this Patita Pavan deity, which is Lord Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, but a different set of deity in the entrance. At the entrance on top that, they put that. So everybody can take the darshan of that particular deity, not the main deity. You cannot go into the temple and take the darshan. So our Bandhu also, he see, wow, this is terribly crowded, you know, to go in. It's very difficult and people are, you know, very difficult. So why he thought, might as well don't know. They're beaten up for nothing. So he went to the southern gate. And southern gate is where you find this kitchen, you know, from Jagannath's kitchen, all the rice after washing and, you know, the rice after cooking. After cooking, the water they throw, no? Not, they don't use rice cooker. They don't use rice cooker. They use, you know, with water pot and all that, and after that, they will throw the water away. So, this water will be flowing, and you will see the cows and all, no, will be drinking this particular, they call it peja. This water is known as peja. So therefore, even that he sat down, then the wife started, what is happening? We are so tired and hungry and you say you are coming to the friend's house. Now where is your friend's house? Let's go. We are already tired and, you know, almost dying, just starving and all. So he said, you see friend's house, it seems, it looks like today is, you know, very crowded. My friend's house is, my friend is having so many guests today. So therefore, you know, it looks like it's a bit tough to go in. So, why don't we take rest now? You know, we just take some of this water, you know, this rice water, you know, after the thing. So we will take that little bit of starch, you know, this is starch water. Starch water, and then tomorrow we will go. So he took, you know, they broke the clay pot and got a small like cup like that, and then he took it, and then all of them just drank some of this peja and went to sleep. But you see, what happened is our Bandhu, he was, before he was sleeping, you know, just about to be, just about, the others went to sleep because they were too tired. But he, before sleeping, he said, oh Lord of the universe, you are maintaining everyone in your creation. Am I out of your creation? We are dying here due to want of food. Please bless us. Otherwise, we lose our life. Please consider our case. While praying like that, Bandhu went to sleep. He fell asleep. Meanwhile, you know, it was getting late, and as you know, late night, the pujaris finish their all their duties and all, everything. So they lock up the Jagannath main gate, here, there, all everything lock up, and they start, they hang off. And here, Jagannath could not sleep. Jagannath was seeing, how can my friend, totally depending on me, he came all the way, so far away to see me, and he is sleeping there without even thinking, how can a guest be not been offered something? You know, so he can't sleep. So Jagannath came up. So Jagannath was saying, my friend came from so far, How can I sleep peacefully without feeding him? He has come here thinking that I am only his only friend. And like that, and then what happened? How can I sleep? So I cannot sleep. So the Lord became, immediately he got out of his altar, he went down to the throne and he took the golden plate, you know, which is used to serve him, his plate, his golden plate. And that plate he took, and then he started filling up with all the fruits and fruits, sweets, savory, so many things, and then he starts filling it up. And he took it out and he went down. He went down to the southern gate. Near the southern gate, you know, this Jagannathpuri and all, you will find so many people sleeping at night after they've been sleeping all around. Because they can't afford to take a guest house or something like that, and you know, some of them they have to sleep outside. So like that, many were sleeping in the southern gate, and here he asked, who is Bandhu? Bandhu Mohanti, he called. The prasadam, your sweet rice, vegetables, rice, and all kinds of dry sweet prasad is here for you. Please come. So Bandhu was thinking, I cannot be the one, because nobody knows me here. I am a stranger here, no? So how can it be me? Maybe somebody else by the same name. So he didn't respond. Finally the Lord again called, no, O Bandhu, from Jaipur, please listen, you are staying in the Pajanal, southern gate, with your family. Please come here, I have brought food for you. So this time Bandhu knew, it was him. Definitely it was him. So he went down, and then he saw an old Brahmana waiting with his plate of food. So he took it, and then he went down. So the Lord said, please accept this food and feel and feed your family members. Tomorrow morning, I will arrange everything for you. So this Brahmana said like that, the old Brahmana. And he said like that, and the Lord disappeared from there. And so Bandhu took the plate, he was happy, he took it, distributed it to the family, and everything was going on fine. So they went back to sleep now. After that, in the morning, so Bandhu was thinking, you know, after feeding the family, he said, no, I have to return this plate, no? So he went back to where he saw the Brahmana, but he could not find any Brahmana. And he tried to open the gates, are all closed. So he said, alright, tomorrow morning I will return. So he went back, and he put it under his cloth, and then he slept. So next morning, Jagannath, Pujari all came back as per normal, you know. Pujari all lives outside, you know. Outside there are various quarters for them, special quarters for them. So they came back and they started opening up the door. Okay, main door, and then the gate was open, and then they go in. And then they went into the storeroom. What did they see? Oh, Jagannath's golden plate is missing. Somebody has taken it. So immediately report was made. The police came, arrested all of Pujaris. Why? Because Pujaris only got access to go to this particular storeroom. Nobody has got the key or anything. No way, cannot go there. Then the Pujaris were, you know, interrogated, where, how, who took, but they could not find. Finally, somebody, you know, on the public, they saw Bandhu. You know, when early morning, when the sun started coming out, this was hitting against this plate, you know, where it was a little bit exposed. from his cloth. And it was shining, and they could see, hey, this is the golden plate of Jagannath. So how can this person be holding? That means this is the person who took it. So immediately they made a report, and he was arrested. So Bandhu was arrested, and his wife said, no, it is not known our fault. We did not go in and we did not steal anything. But the police refused to hear. No listening. He said, no, as long as you are holding it, it is you who are the one responsible. So therefore, and then he was put into prison, and there Bandhu was offering prayers. He was telling, dear Lord Jagannath, I am the greatest sinful person in this universe. You are an ocean of mercy. There is no one as sinful as me, and there is no one like you, the great deliverer of the fallen souls. Whatever you wish to do with me, please do it. I have no other shelter than you. So this was his prayer. So later that evening, at the temple, the devotees completed the service and they went to their respective homes. So evening finished, closed, they closed up everything and went out. And now, you know, Jagannath, this is too much. My friend, he is coming. Instead of you giving him all the things and looking after him so well, you have completely insulted him, and not only that, putting him in prison. So therefore, immediately he called for his Garuda. So Garuda, he took Garuda and went all the way to the king's palace. King doesn't live actually in Puri, no, you see, further on. So he went there to his palace, and king was, you know, at night, so he was taking rest. Immediately he appeared in his dream. And he told the king, O king, please listen. When guests come to your house, do you let them stay without feeding them and caring for them? Is there anyone in your palace who stays without eating? My friend has come all the way from Jaipur, along with his whole family, with so much faith in me. I provided him food. Did I spend your father's property? He's asking the king. So, I served my friend Prasad on my gold plate. What is the problem for you? Your people caught him along with his whole family, and they were beaten up severely and put into prison. Now my friend's whole family is suffering so much. So I order you to go immediately to Puri to release them from jail. Is that all? No. Then he went on and said, please make sure, wash their lotus feet with the greatest humility. Give them the best clothes and ornaments. Place a turban on my friend's head in order to give him the topmost respect. And my friend deserves the same service from you as you give it to me. You will provide him and his family with the best food and accommodations for their whole life. If you do not follow my order, your whole life, your whole family will be destroyed. So this was Lord Jagannath's order. So immediately, and then he woke up the king. And he went back. And the king woke up and he immediately see, oh, this is very serious already. He called up all his ministers What is this going on? Come on, let us go. So he personally went down to the prison. He got Pandu. And then he embraced him with affection. He washed his feet. And then the king embraced him. And you know what he said? The king told Pandu, my life has become successful simply by taking your darshan. Now I am glad. Please forgive me for all the offenses committed to my people. Committed by my people. So like that the king performed an abhishek. Performed an abhishek. Sit down. No, we will not just give you the lotus feet, but the whole body. So then, with holy water, and gave him opulent clothes for wearing, and placed the turban as the Lord instructed. And the maintenance of Bandhu and his family for life. The king made a special house just at the southern side of the temple, southern gate. And he gave him that, okay, stay here. And for life, you will be provided with all the necessities. And so, he has now, Bandhu was happy to stay next to his friend, Lord Jagannath. So he happily served Lord Jagannath along with his whole family for the rest of their lives. So this is really happened. It's not a kind of a story. It's actual thing that actually happened. Even today if you go, you can see the house is there. So this is an example of the Bhakta Vatsala mood of Lord Jagannath. He is very merciful to devotees. Whoever serves him with great faith, he reciprocates with him in this way. He is very dear to his faithful devotees. Whoever lacks faith from him, Lord Jagannath is very far away. You have no faith, then Lord Jagannath will not obey. He is far away. Whoever hears this pastime of Bandhu Mohanty will be free from all reaction of all sinful activities. He will achieve the success in all his attempts and will never see Yamalok. This is the verdict of all the Vedic scriptures. He is such a great devotee because the Lord personally took care and looked after. Even the fake one, there is one story which goes whereby this Acharya, he comes, he likes this Naya philosophy, argument. He likes to argue and then he tries to establish his philosophy. So he came there in Jagannathpuri once. Then he said, yeah, Lord Jagannath, my description all wise, it's all nice, wonderful. But whether it can be true or not. So let me check it out, so let me go and see. But he is a Pandit. He is a great Pandit. In very great literature, yeah, he knows everything. But faith, no. So therefore he went there. When he went there, then that day, the pujaris were trying to open the door, the main door, and cannot open. The law simply cannot open. He tried all the keys they had. The normal key cannot open. They tried all kinds of keys. They tried all ways. Cannot open. Just simply the door will not open. Whole day they tried. They told the king. Immediately they informed the king because it's maintained by the king. The whole thing. Straight away the king came. They tried. Cannot open. So finally what to do? Then that day went no darshan. Nobody got any darshan. All the devotees who came also don't have. All have to come outside and see and go off. But that evening, the Lord Jagannath came in his in the head priest. Head pujari is praying and told him, look here. You know, anyone who has no faith in me cannot come and see me. There is a person here in town, now in Puri, by the name of this, he gave the name. And that particular Pandit, he has no faith, but he is just coming here and making a show and trying to find who. No, I did not have proof to him anything. As long as he is in Puri, my door will not open. And so, if a tall one, yes, get out. Technically telling him, you better get out. I decide who to give darshan and not to. So like that, you know, wonderfully, the Lord told the head priest, and the head priest, the next day, I mean immediately the next day, he went hunting, and then he found, you know, because the Lord told him which direction, where he is, which house. So he took the thing, he went there, and he said, hey, your name is this one. He said, yes, and when he went in, he was doing some puja or some, you know, he was doing some this thing, no, I mean, not that, you know, he was doing nothing. But then, like as if, you know, he is full of love and devotion and all this. But he asked him, who? Your name is this one? Yes, yes. Anyway, you know, unfortunately, yesterday I wanted to take darshan, but I could not, you know, because the door was closed. So hopefully today. Then the head pujari told him, no, I promise you stay here, you will never get, the door will never open. And you will never see Lord Jagannath. So therefore, don't be foolish. As long as the Lord says, as long as you are here, because you have no faith. You have no faith. So as long as you have no faith, I'm sorry. So you got no choice. So he saw, as long as if I stay, then all the other devotees who can actually get darshan also cannot. So therefore, he back up, he left. So just imagine how wonderfully the Lord, you know, tries to, you know, actually give mercy to everyone. Anyone, you go down there, you see the form, it's so gorgeous. Afterwards, when you see the Lord, you just see the form, it's gorgeous. If you say, this is big, I don't know what you call Jagannath Puri, that deity, you know, how many times bigger than this. Huge. It's a huge deity. So we will stop here. Lord Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra ki jai, Shri Sudarshan ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Gurudev ki jai, Gaura Premanandi.
Jai Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, Mai, Sudan Yatra, Mahamotsav ki, Nitai Gaur Sitana Seva. So we are going to sing this Shri Jagannath Ashtakam from the as spoken by Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
This time for a while I will sing.